Blog Talk Radio. My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We almost are at the end of the year, and it's an exciting time because we not only get to celebrate the beautiful holidays, but we also get to celebrate the new energies that keep coming in, and the more we stay present with it, the more it becomes so much more nurturing than it does if we focus in on that separation and get caught up in the conditions and the fears and the insecurities and so forth. So I always like to start off with a meditation and then also see what kind of channeled messages come through with regard to this month. Our next show is going to be on the second Wednesday in November. Can't believe we're talking about November already. It's November 11th. Is when the next show is going to be. So if you want to mark it on your calendars, please do so. Okay, so we're going to go into meditation, and then I'm going to see what kind of channeled message comes through with regard to not only the people that have chosen to be part of this wonderful experience, but also those that choose to listen. Sometimes the messages also relate to those that are called to come and listen to the show, the recorded show. So just allow yourself to just close your eyes and take some deep breaths. We sometimes get so busy in the mind that we forget to give ourselves permission to just be in the moment with silence. Any thoughts, you can just put them on the waves of the ocean and just let them float away, all the way out into the ocean where there's no attachments. Just floats away, allowing you to stay really present in the moment. As you take a deep breath, just allow your eyes to drop down into your heart, to feel that beautiful nurturing inside your heart. And allowing your heart to become a little bit bigger than your body, bigger than the room, bigger than the planet, where the beautiful universal pureness of love just pours into your heart, into the mind, into the body, to help to support the sense of nurturing, the sense of love, peace, joy, almost like little smiley faces on your heart to help to bring you to that place of being in the moment with love and joy and peace. When we stay present in this, the condition, the situation, the experience doesn't pull on us so much to get our attention. And when we allow ourselves to stay in the moment, we don't have that duality, the duality of the fears or the insecurities based on what we're experiencing with our lessons that we're learning or what we perceive as problems in our life or answers to certain things and dilemmas about what will happen in the future. If we allow ourselves to just be very present in the moment in gratitude and in love, then each experience becomes in alignment with that. And so the biggest message I'm hearing to share with everybody is watch what's going on in the mind. If you allow the mind to stay really present and focus its attention on gratitude, sometimes it pulls its attention into that sense of a condition that you're experiencing or perceived problem. I like to call it a challenge because it's an opportunity for you to excel and to grow and to evolve. Whereas a problem entails fears, insecurities that keeps us stuck in the pattern of the human mind that wants to continue to repeat those certain lessons until you make peace with it or move into acceptance with it. And so there must be a lot of chattering with the mind right now because we are moving so quickly into this new life of our inner spirit being more active and our human mind being more restful, where we could move more into our heart and feel the love inside, where we can really nurture that love and extend it out all the way into a oneness with the universal love instead of separating it with looking outside for love and searching for it and getting frustrated when we don't have it. And all in all, we always have it. It's inside that we share, but when we think we don't have it and we think someone else is going to give it to us, then there's a sense of giving and receiving rather than a sharing. And that kind of love will never fulfill you because it's an incomplete kind of a love. So if you allow yourself to stay very present with gratitude and very present with your connection to your inner love, then you go out into the world and you share that love with others. And it's reflected back to you in a way that really helps you feel even more nurtured than you would if you go out looking for it outside. It's only going to create a needy energy that's going to create that reflection back to you, that emptiness and that incompleteness. So always remember to fill yourself up like a cup filled with the liquid of love and then bring that out into the world. And just stay present with allowing it to come to you rather than searching or trying to get it from something or someone. So yeah, if you allow yourself to come back to the present moment, just bringing the thoughts into a sense of continued silence, bringing yourself really fully present, bringing your breath fully deep down into your body, allowing that nurturing to fill you all the way up as you come slowly back into the room. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Just feel the love inside. You know that you're so special and so loved. And give yourself a big, big, big hug. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just feel the presence of the moment. Okay, so since this is a half-hour show, I'm going to talk quick, and then we have some calls. I'm going to go ahead and take the calls. A couple of things I do want to remind you is our next show is going to be on November 11th. So if you want to mark it on your calendar and come join us, it's always fun. I do offer special events every month. It's an event that where I channel these beautiful, higher vibrational love beings, the angelic realm, the Christ love, the universal love, and help to support the activation of your inner spirit. And they're offered either via phone or via Skype. It's only $30. You also get a 10-minute reading, a private reading, or you could have an alignment which balances and aligns all of your energy points so that you're really balanced in life with the frequency of love. As I truly believe that when you're in alignment with love, life flows much more peacefully than when you're separated with that sense of feeling more fear or insecurity or self, the limitations or whatever else may be coming into your life. That's what I call a duality type of living. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just definitely a lot more complicated and a lot more stressful. And so in these special events, you get to learn and to experience the solidification by taking responsibility for these channeled activations and really solidifying them. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the website. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation, webs.com. And I also have these online series that are done via video and auditory that will help to, also includes a meditation to help to align and activate your inner spirit, and a meditation that's really beautiful. It's just opens your heart up to higher frequencies of love, and that's only $16. So they're all on the website, and you're welcome to email me or call me and get more information about that. So I'm going to go ahead and take a call, and we'll see. I'm going to limit it to one question just because we have a small amount of time. You can also write your question in the chat box if you'd like. And I'm always grateful when people choose to make a donation to help to support people like myself that do this for their livelihood. So this show is a gift to you, and I thank you for caring enough to be part of the process. Okay, so let's go ahead and remember, it's this one question, so if you can have your question written down, I'm going to get your name, and then I'll tune in and see what they say. And if you're interested in having more than that, you can contact me at 971-217-6576. But for now, I'm just going to have you focus in on the question and make sure you stay in your heart so that I could hear the answer and be able to support what they want me to tell you. Okay, so I'm going to go in the order in which was on top here. It looks like a 111 number. So let me go ahead and start with that. And if you could feel comfortable telling me just your first name, that would help me to know what to say when I ask the question. So you're on the air, and I want to thank you for being part of this lovely show. May I get your first name, please? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, so I'm going to come back in case you walked away for a few minutes and left the phone there, and if not, you can always call back if you can hear me. So I'll get back to you in a little bit. Okay. Okay, so we have area code 404. You're on the air. Hi. Can I get your first name?
Sure. It's Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes.
Is that what, Tanya? Okay. I want to make sure I can hear you. Okay, so. Okay, I increased my volume. This way I know I can hear you now. So what's your question?
My
did you have a question?
Well, it's either about career or romance, but I've been really looking towards romance.
And obviously, are you in a relationship, or you want me to ask them about a relationship? Help me out.
Ask them about a new one. I'm not in one.
Okay, see. You're not in one. So you want to know about a new relationship, a partnership, and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, I had a dream last night, and I just...
I'm sorry, you had a. You have to talk a little bit louder because your connection's
I'm
not
sorry,
that great.
I said I had a dream last night, and I think I saw the guy, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so you want me to ask about this particular guy that you saw to see if this is the guy that is of interest? Okay. Just so I know what to ask. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to share. It looks like it's from your ancestral realm that's coming because they see things on the other side. And do you have a grandmother that's on the other side?
Yes.
Is it from your father's side?
Both, yeah. I have.
Okay, this one's from your father's side. She just says, keep going. There's something else for you. So my heart goes on fire when she said that. So it doesn't look like this guy is quotation mark the one, but it is around the corner. It's not that far off. Time, of course, is very irrelevant on the spiritual plane. Though when I look at your timeline, the first thing I saw is within 6 months. Could be as early as 6 weeks, but it looks like within the 6 months, the number six keeps popping up. He looks like he's kind of close to you, but not like within an hour or something. It looks like he has to take some type of transportation. So I'm kind of curious. I don't know what state you live in because I don't know all the area codes, but I keep seeing some kind of a transportation. Say that again?
New York.
Okay, you shouldn't have told me that because I was going to say I see some kind of some kind, so that would make sense. Do you take the transit, the train?
No, I don't.
Never take a train or anything like that. Somehow he's going to be coming in the direction towards, looks like towards you, so you don't have to get on a train then because he's going to be coming in your direction. So wherever he is, he has to take some form of train to get towards you. Are you near New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Because I saw NJ. You know, it almost feels like you guys may have met a long, long, long time ago. Looks like my heart keeps going on fire in your childhood or something, and you had moved away. Stay open. Don't go looking. Just stay really present because it looks like he's coming in your direction. And it looks like it has to do with some kind of work of some kind that's going to take him in your direction, and you'll meet him. But it has to be when you're not looking because you tend to put out too much of a searching energy. So you have to just kind of do your thing, relax, stay really present, and just let it come to you. But he's really, man, this guy is very special. He has a very loving, nurturing heart. And he feels tall. I can't tell. He's over 5'7", so he feels to me that's tall. So, but yeah, it's going to be fun. You've waited quite some time. It doesn't look like you've had what you really needed in your life up until now. Do you have a child?
No, everyone asks. I promise you, everyone asks the same question. I don't have one.
Yeah. There's I don't know if you all, but there's children in your energy field. So just stay really open to being happy and being open in your heart and take care of your heart. Focus more on loving yourself right now. So when he enters, it will be full of love to give back rather than to feeling like you're incomplete and needing it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Makes total sense.
I'm
yeah, and
waiting.
I hope you'll go to the website and check out and see if any of the things that I offer resonate with you. And if so, you know, let me know because that'll help prepare you, you know, for this and so forth if it resonates. Keep meditating, and then I'm going to go to the next call. Keep nurturing yourself so that your heart feels full because you have a lot of love in that heart. You just got to keep nurturing it more and more and more so it feels very safe and peaceful. Does that make sense, love?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome, honey. Talk to you. Bye-bye. Okay, let me see if I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
No,
oh, okay.
I can
hear
you.
Did you hear me before?
I did not.
Oh, I was going, hello, hello, hello. If you listen to your show, you'll hear me. Okay, so, yeah, if you heard back to the recording, you'll go, hello, can you hear me? All right, so did you hear that I was putting it to one question so we have enough time to focus
in on?
Okay, honey. Can I just get your first name? Would that be okay?
Sure. My name is Trish, and my one question was about where you saw my relationship going.
Okay, so you're currently in a relationship.
Yes.
And is it okay just so when I ask them how long you've been in it?
Yeah, 7 months.
6 months? Oh, wow.
Seven.
I saw 6 plus months. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, they're not going to really get too much into are you getting married and so forth when it's only 6 months. What I can do is go along your timeline and see what they can say with regard to it. Because if I tell you, you know, like if they tell me to say, well, she's going to marry this guy, you're not going to go through the process of really listening and learning from the experience. So
right.
I'm just going to see what, okay, good. I'm glad you get that. You know, it's interesting because when I go above the line, it almost feels like you guys have known each other for longer than 6 months. So that's a good sign because when I turn back and look at your lines seem like it's been quite some time, even longer than the 6 months. So it's either you guys have made a pact, yes, to meet, and on the etheric realm, you've kind of known each other. Did you feel like you knew him when you met him?
I did.
Okay, so that confirms it. Yeah, you've made a pact, a very strong pact, to meet at a certain point in your life. He's a lot older than a young child, obviously, would sound. You had some really tough lessons. It looks like some really hardships, and it doesn't seem like this guy had anything easier either. So you guys met at a perfect time. You do have to go a little bit, you know, I wouldn't rush it. It looks like there's still some parts of, it almost looks like both of your hearts are still mending stuff. Resolving some things. Did he come out of a difficult relationship of some kind or a difficult path?
Yes.
Have you also?
No, not so much.
Not so much, but he has, because I see a lot of energy around mending the heart. So you're going to have to be really patient. He's a good guy. He just needs time. I do see this relationship going really far, whether it ends up in marriage, living together, or whatever. I do see stars around that, which to me is a positive sign that you have to go really slow at the beginning, a little bit more for him, because there's that energy there that has some static in it with the energy of his heart. And I'm
right.
Hoping this is making sense to you. Okay, good. So just be very loving, very patient, a lot of compassion right now. Once you pass closer to the 8 months, closer to the year mark, it looks like as I go along your timeline, the energy starts to get smoother. It's not as jagged. It looks like the trust starts to get stronger. And things will then start to flow in a more playful way. But right now, there's too many jaggeds in your line. It's not that that's a bad thing. It's just means that you can't rush it, and you have to just be patient with the process of this experience smoothing out. And only time and trust is what will smooth it out.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Keep me posted and sending you love.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so we have 4 more minutes, and some of you already know the phone number. I apologize, I didn't mention that because we had some calls. The number is 347-996-5068. You're always always in gratitude when you choose to, you know, make a donation, and you can do that on the website at heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com, and you can click on the special events tab and then scroll down, and or actually it's on the location tab, excuse me, and then you can scroll down and make a donation if you choose to. And the next show, if you just came on, is going to be on November 11th, and the website also has products and online series and special events and all these wonderful things to help with your evolution of your life, to help you to align with greater levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity and so forth. So if you're committed to that path and you're really ready to move out of the duality and more into a oneness, then what I offer could be for you, and you're welcome to email me and mention the show, and you'll get a product special sent to you. And if you want to get involved in the next meditation, it's on the 28th. It's a half hour from 7 to 7:30. And it opens up the heart to higher levels of love by calling in these higher vibrational love beings. And you get to experience a deepness of this sense of love so that you have more of a oneness with it. And that's also on the website. And then the special events is on there as well. And they consist of a meditation, a channeled message, a private 10-minute reading, and an activation of your inner spirit. And it's very inexpensive. It's done via Skype or via phone. So it allows you to have that gift to give to yourself and to allow yourself to experience more of your inner spirit being active and less of the ego trying to control, which is its job, by the way. So when it learns to connect more with the inner spirit, there isn't as much of that separation of duality that can happen when it's not in alignment. Meditation is always a wonderful tool. Yoga is another tool to help you to align with the silence and the love inside and just really feel that deepness and bring to a place of oneness rather than a sense of chaoticness and fear and insecurity and so forth. Okay, so I will see you on the next show. And in the meantime, loving, stay beautiful, and keep your heart open. We're going to do a closure meditation, and I will see you next month. So feel your breath bringing your eyes into your heart. Just allow yourself to feel that sense of nurturing inside. And feel it all the way now into your body as you bring that nurturing all the way down into the base of your feet and all the way up to the top of your head, filling you up with so much love. Bringing it all the way into the mind. It's a lot to fill the mind up with so much love. Taking 3 deep, deep, deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just allow yourself to remember, stay present in the moment rather than in the past or in the future. And in that present moment, focus on gratitude and love to help you to continue to move forward with expansiveness, more gratitude, and more love. Sending you so much love and having a beautiful night and a beautiful week, and we'll talk soon. Take care.